pleasure. I mean, this folks, y'all don't know, but history was made this morning. Thank you so much. And you know, I'm excited about fishing. I'm excited about these children. Just look at them. Let's give them a hand. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Brother Michael. And so, looking at an exciting time moving into the future, fishing. Fishing is an American pastime. It's something neat, so much fun. Yeah, go get there in the middle with them. All right, yeah. Just follow them on that way. Lord, make sure. There, Miss Wanda will help you. There we go. He'll show them all the way. Thank you so much. Fishing. I mean, this is a common language. You grew up around fishing. Jesus had so much to say about fishing. And so therefore, when we begin to think about the essentials and the happenings of life, well, this is where we're going to go. The art of fishing. What's right in the middle of the art of fishing? The heart. And you know what's right in the middle of the heart? Is art. It's He, speaking of the Lord Jesus, and art. He, art. Art of Jesus, the heart. And so what we're going to be talking about the heart, this is where we're headed. The art of fishing is a matter of the heart. To believe Jesus is a giver of good exhibits respect, knowing it is coming from a heart filled with compassion, producing freedom by touching lives with faith and calling people to follow in obedience. I don't expect you to memorize that. But that verse right there, that one quote right there, is where we're going to be for the next 7 weeks. And we're going to break it down little bit by little bit. Because what we're going to do, we're going to discover fishing from the heart. And fishing from the heart, we're going to be dealing with asking. And we're going to be talking about that Jesus is a giver. And we're going to learn how to ask from the heart. The next thing we're going to look at is fishing for the heart. We're going to focus in that Jesus is greater. And when we begin to look there, we're going to see the greatest fish story that's ever told. What's the greatest fish that ever caught a man? Yeah, we're going to look at that. Jesus likes to talk about fish. And we're going to deal with that. We're going to see that Jesus is greater. Then we're going to be looking fishing in the heart. And fishing in the heart, we're going to see how that Jesus shows compassion. And how that we'll be able to respect and we'll be able to look into this. Because when you think about this, love multiplies exponentially. And you'll discover how love's multiplication factor occurs there. Then we're going to be fishing out of the heart where Jesus talked about freedom. And one of the things that we need to have today is more free thinkers. Freedom. You shall know the truth, and the truth is going to set you free, and we're going to be dealing with that. In fact, we're going to be fishing for money. Hey, by the way, Walter, at these big tournaments, do they pay money for catching the big fish? All right, we're going to be fishing for money. Hey, y'all coming to the right place now. You don't want to miss that week. Also, fishing through the heart. We're going to be going into the deep water there. When you go into the deep water, you're going to see how that Jesus catches men. And we're going to be able to reach through the heart, sharing. By the way, have you got your pole out there in the water? Yeah, got them up here? See? Hit those lines once a week, okay? Once a week, hit one of those lines. All right, we're going to share. How are we going to do that? We're going to learn how to fish. Fishing around the heart. In other words, eat more fish. I went to one of the doctors, and one of the doctors says, if it flies or swims, you can eat it. we're going to be eating more fish. In other words, how to believe around the heart. We're going to be focusing in on trusting. And then we're going to be fishing about the heart. In other words, Jesus exemplified the great commitment. Jesus is going to teach us how to make a commitment. And He's going to tell us to do something every man wants to hear. Go fishing. Go fishing. No, y'all can't go yet. Okay, y'all wait till after the sermon's over with, okay? Anyhow, you're going to hear that, so you need to come on week 7 because we're going to be looking at the heart of fishing. Now, heart, the heart, what is that? Thinking about art is defined as the quality, production, expression, or realm according to aesthetic principles of what is beautiful, appealing, or of more than ordinary significance. We're going to be looking at the art of fishing. And we're going to see how that Jesus Christ is beautiful. Quality, production, expression, the ram. And He's beautiful and appealing. And He's more than ordinary significance. We're going to discover about the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. So this morning, what I want you to do is to understand and focus on this. Jesus is a giver. Now that's pretty simple, isn't it? Jesus is a giver. Let's say that, okay? Jesus is a giver. Now, when you begin to look at that concept, turn with me to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, we're going to pick it up with verse 7. Coming out of the Sermon on the Mount. Coming from a time in which Jesus was just speaking to the heart of people. There, hundreds of people listening for every word that Jesus was saying. But man, when He came across this and He said, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if he has a son, asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent?" Thinking about those words. What about this? Jesus is the great giver. So you got to ask yourself the question, how do we receive from the giver? If Jesus is the great giver, how do we do that? It's listed right there. In fact, I like how He alliterated this for us this morning. Jesus said, "Ask." So if you're going to receive from the great giver, you've got to ask. And it's important to know who to ask. When you think about that, the Scripture says in James 1:5, it says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and unabridedly, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, not wavering." So, who are we going to ask? We're going to ask Jesus. And when we do that, we're going to believe that He is going to respond. But we got to know who to ask. Ask requires wisdom. Or you need to know who to ask. Let me give you for instance. We talked a little bit about this in our cell group this morning. There's a guy named Saul. He was the first king of Israel. The first king of Israel, they had this major battle coming up. All of a sudden, thousands of the Israelites joined together to go and fight against this enemy. Day one, they gathered there. 7 days later, 7 days, no Samuel to come and offer the gift. And so therefore, Saul took it upon himself, "I'll offer the sacrifice so we can go to battle." Saul offered the sacrifice. Minutes later, Samuel walks on the scene and said, "Saul, why have you done this?" And he said, "Because you've done this, the kingdom is taken away from you." You see, he didn't worship the right way. You got to worship. You got to know who you're asking. Today in our society, if you say, "I worship God," hey, there's a lot of people that's going to say, "Oh, I worship God too." But the God that you worship, not the same God that they worship. You got to know who you're asking. And so therefore, when you're fishing in this, it requires wisdom because Jesus is this great giver. And did you know that Jesus is looking for you? You thought when I threw that thing, hit Florida in the head, by the way, "Honey, I'm sorry." But you know, she thought I was looking for her. Now, I was looking for Kathy trying to get her. She won last night. But anyhow, yeah. And so therefore, look at, you know, when you're out, what He wants us to do, Jesus is looking for you. "For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Jesus came looking for you. "For God sent not His Son to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." Jesus came looking for you. First thing you got to do, ask. You got to know who to ask. Secondly, you got to seek truth. It's important to know where to ask. Seeking requires priority. Now, when you're asking, priority plus purity equals discovery. So therefore, we seek the truth. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Seeking first the kingdom. You got to know Him. It says, seek first. That means put Him in priority. Seek what? Righteousness. That means it puts it in the category of purity. When you put righteousness and purity, when you put Him as a priority, all of a sudden, discovery is coming your way. Jesus, the great giver, is looking for you. Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Jesus came looking for you. He's throwing the bait out into the water. He's jiggling the line. Jesus came looking. Third thing you do is that of knocking. Knocking with expectation. It's important to know how to ask. Knocking requires expectation. And you, generally speaking, you knock before you enter. Now when you think about this, do you really believe that when you ask and when you seek and when you knock that you're going to get it? Now do you really believe? The difference is, you know, you walk up to the door of somebody and you go, now this is when you start out visitating, and you go, I didn't hear nobody. And you did what was expected. But now when all of a sudden, once you get the line and you feel that little nibble on the line and you set that hook, the next time you come up to that door, you're ready. You're ready for somebody to come to the door. Man, you can't wait to see what's coming up out of that water. When you expect, that's what he's talking about. You got to ask. You got to know who to ask. You got to seek. You got to go know where to. And then you got to expect. When you expect, that's like these guys. They had this friend that was lame. He couldn't even walk. They put him on a stretcher. They went up and they wanted to knock at the door. And there were so many people they couldn't knock at the door. So they went to the roof. And they started tearing open the roof. And they let this guy down. And Jesus, Bible says when Jesus saw their faith, he said, son, thy sins be forgiven. A few minutes later said, rise up, take up thy bed, rise up and walk. These guys, they expected him to walk. They didn't expect to lower him down and then bring him back up. I sometimes wonder if they didn't just drop the ropes when they lowered it down. I don't know that part of it, but they could have. Expect. When you go fishing, you got to expect. And so therefore, Jesus is coming looking for you. Revelation chapter 3, verse 19 and 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and sup with him, and he with me. Jesus is at the door knocking. I remember the story that was told about this young man that was mentally challenged. This church was having visitation. And this young man that was mentally challenged went to visitation and they started pairing them off and making their group assignments and this and there and the other. And they knew this young man, mentally challenged. They were trying to be nice to him. Nobody asked him to go on their team. Finally, the preacher said, well, here's the track. Just go down there and talk to that man down there the road. He knew it was a hard-hearted kind of guy. He said he couldn't do no wrong there. He couldn't hurt that. I mean, that guy was already hard-hearted. He was already, you know, he was over the edge. This young mentally challenged guy went down there that road and said, knocked on the door. The guy came to the door and he said, look, I want you to read this. And the guy looked at him and knew that the boy was mentally challenged. And you know, he still had a little place in his heart. And he read that, and then he asked him, well, do you want to get saved? Do you want to go to heaven? And the guy said, no. And the mentally challenged boy said, well, you just go to hell. And he turned around and walked off. Next Sunday morning, this hard-hearted guy was on the back row. When the invitation time came, he saw him walking down the road and said, what are you doing here? And the guy said, I want to get saved. He said, why? He said, I don't want to go to hell. Go fishing. Jesus came knocking at the door. And so therefore, what is your confidence level? I mean, where is it? Where's your confidence level? The scripture says in verse 8, in chapter 7, verse 8, it says, for everyone who asks receives. Does that eliminate you? No, it says, for everyone who asks receives, And he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be open. What's your confidence level? When you think about this. So, when you ask, something's coming. You really believe that? Really believe that? Jesus said, it's an act of faith. He teaches us in Matthew 21, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you can not only say to this stone, to the fig tree, but also you can say unto the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and it shall be done. Listen to this. And all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. You see what asking does? When you ask, something's coming to you. When you pray, believe it. When you go to that job and you knock on the door and you ask for the job, believe you're going to get it. When that beautiful, gorgeous babe is there and you're in the 12th grade, okay, 12th grade, get it, 18 years old. Okay, you're in the 12th grade, you're 18 years old, and all of a sudden this beautiful, gorgeous babe, and you walk out there and say, hey, let's go get a cup of coffee Friday night. Believe that she's going to say yes, right? Where's your confidence level? Where's your confidence level? Confidence level, ask something. Jesus teaches us that. Whatever you ask, then seek, because he said in verse 7, he said, he who seeks finds. In other words, something you are going to discover if you seek it. You are going to discover it. And that is an act or a pursuit. For instance, there was this lady. She had given all of her money to the doctors. She had an issue. She had a flow of blood and just wouldn't quit. She went and had all of these different doctors and they said everything, and finally she was all out of money. And then she heard this guy named Jesus was coming through. And so she said, you know, if I can just go out there and just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. Weak, frail, anemic. She struggled through the crowd till she reached that point. There he was. And she says, if I pursue him and if I just reach out there and touch his garment. She reached out there and she touched his garment. And she felt it go all through her body. Jesus stopped that crowd and said, who touched me? Simon Peter. You know Simon Peter. I'm a lot like Simon Peter. Open mouth and swap feet. You know, Simon Peter said, Jesus, who touched you? It's a crowd here. But Jesus knew that virtue had gone out of him. And this woman bowed down and said, I did. He said, good, honey. Your faith made you whole. She pursued Jesus. She believed Jesus. She discovered something. Something was going to happen. And then all of a sudden, you knock. Something is going to be open to you. You got to act physically. This woman could have stayed at home and said all day long, oh, woe is me. But she didn't. She acted physically. She went knocking on the door of Jesus Christ. She went looking for the healer. And so what happened? She got physical and something was open to her just like this. In Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you measure withal, it shall be measured again to you. In other words, give. Whoa, if you do that, what's going to happen? It's coming back, folks. You're going to discover something. Malachi put it this way. In Malachi 3:10, he said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now wherewith saith the Lord, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. And there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. He shall not destroy the fruits of your field. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit from before the time in the field, saith the Lord. Hey, you wonder why the car broke down? You wonder why the dishwasher went out? You wonder why you got sick? A lot of this stuff is the devourer coming to devour you because you're not doing what he said. Bring, physically act, do something. If you seek it, you'll find it. So when you go to a job, go expecting. Go expect. By the way, you want to pass the test, guys? Hey, coming up, exam time? Yeah. I want to pass. I don't want to be on restriction for 3 months during the summer. I want to pass the test. Sometimes you have to ask. Sometimes you got to seek. You got to study. You got to go, man, you got to dig in. And then when you ask, you seek. Listen, folks, you got to knock on the door of that education. You got to get physical with it so that you can pass that test. You got to pay the price. And so therefore, when you do this, God, he teaches us something great. Because Jesus is the great giver. And he's looking for you. For God so loved the world that he gave. He gives. But what happens if you don't ask? What happens if you don't seek? What happens if you don't knock? Just a few years ago, I was on the committee, the DAD committee. Y'all know, anybody know what that is? That is the Dads Against Daughters Dating. Just a few years ago, I was on that committee. Well, not really, but in my heart I was. And all of a sudden, there's this big guy about 6'2", 3'4" comes walking up, and big old guy, nice looking guy, and he's tried to talk about something. I didn't know what he was talking about, and he walked off. That's okay. And he went back and he asked my daughter, "Did you ask him?" No. No. And he comes again around. You know, you wonder what these guys are coming around kicking dirt for. Yeah. And all of a sudden, we talked a little bit. She goes back, "Did you ask him?" No. Finally, this young Christian man who cares and loves for my daughter finally got up and asked. He'd like to marry my daughter. He asked. He sought me out. He asked. He knocked. And you know what I told him? Yes. Amen, Greg. I wouldn't put him out. You know, it's so real. It's so real. You got to ask. You got to seek. You got to knock. Because when you do that, you'll expect things great. And that's one of the greatest things that ever happened to my daughter. I appreciate you, young man. I do. So what is it? What is the nature of this giver? What is the nature? Look in verse 9. It says, "Or what man is there among you who, if he has a son, asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent?" You know, what is the nature of the giver? The nature of the giver, Jesus appealed to manliness. Jesus appealed to the man of the house. He said, "Look, man, you are responsible by design. And so therefore, because you are the man of the house, what man among you?" Jesus also appealed to fatherhood. An appeal is made to the calling of the man. Men are fathers by choice. And so therefore, he appealed to this man. "Look, what father among you?" And Jesus appealed to his goodness. What did he do? He appealed to the essentials, man. His son came to him and didn't ask him for a Mercedes and didn't ask him for a new rod and reel. He came to him and asked him for bread. Meat and bread. And you know what this father did? He did whatever father in here would have done. Would have given his son the essentials. Bread and meat. Fish. You see, the nature of the giver is to appeal to the goodness of the heart, and good men give good gifts. And so that's what he teaches us, that God is teaching us this very special thing. So I want you to remember this as we conclude here. Jesus gives good gifts. Something's coming to you. All good gifts come from above. James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation of shadow of turning. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. You say, well, man, I sure did catch a big bass. How'd you catch him? Oh, it was this good reel I had. Where'd you get the reel from? Oh, it was the line I had. Why did it not break? Oh, it was this good bait I had. Why did the fish look at that bait? Hey, if it's a gift, if it's a good gift, it's from God. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter what the circumstance is. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. Secondly, you're going to discover something. All eternal gifts come from above. Jesus answered and told this woman, he said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is saying, you'd say, give me to drink. And you would ask him, and he would give you living water. And this woman said, give it to me. She wanted that living water. What? Something. You're going to discover something when you seek it. And something's going to be open unto you. Oh, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go and I prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'm going to come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. One guy said, we don't know how to get there. Jesus said, I am the way, truth, and life. Wow, He's the way. Jesus, the giver, came looking for you. He did. He comes. He's here with us today. So, son, where'd you get that fish? I asked my dad. I asked my dad for fish and bread. Where'd your dad get the fish? Oh, he got it from the fish market. Where did the fish market get the fish from? Oh, he got it from the commercial fisherman. Where did the commercial fisherman get it from? Oh, he got it from fishing in the river. How did the fish get in the river? Oh, God put the fish in the river. Sir, let me ask you. Young man, let me ask you. Where did you get that fish from? God, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for being the giver of every good and perfect gift. Thank you for giving us the essentials of life. Bread, fish. Thank you for teaching us how to fish. And Father, as we go out from this place, help us to be fishers of men. Help us to put the lines out in the water and weekly go along and just jiggle the line until the fish is ready. Father, some of us in here today have some big things that we need to ask you about. So Lord, during this time of prayer, I pray that people all over this room start asking. And after they ask you, Lord, may they go looking for it. May they seek it. And Father, may they expect to find it. I don't know if it's a job, if it's health, if it's a relationship, if it's peace, or as my brother Walter read a while ago, if it's contentment. Father, it's right before us. Help us to be good fishers. We know that fishing's an art. He, Jesus, you are above the the normal. You're Lord. So God, right now, set the hook in our heart. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to have a time of invitation. We're going to sing a hymn. And in this time, this invitation is kind of for you. Jesus came looking for you. And He wanted to give you a gift. And the gift is eternal life. So if you'd like to receive that gift of eternal life today, then I want you just to come down and say, Robert, I want the gift. Now, don't come unless you feel this, the tug. Because you see, only Jesus will throw you the lifeline. When you take the bait, you'll feel the tug. If you don't feel the tug, then you don't come. But if you feel the tug of the Holy Spirit this morning, then now's the time. Just let us celebrate with you. Others may be asking or needing to ask other questions. Prayer altars are going to be open. Sometimes it just helps by getting on your knees before the Father and asking Him, what is it that you're looking for today? What is it? If you ask and you seek, you will find it. Let's stand together as people make decisions. Let's sing our hymn.